You can approach Prop 1 with a deep institutional memory of Sitka's finances over the last 20 years, or you can look at it like Tim Fulton, who serves on Sitka's school board. He says Prop 1 will free up needed cash.
Honestly, there isn't an arrangement, but I think that this assembly, and I'm very optimistic about our next assembly candidates, that are willing to work with the schools, and they see education as being a priority.
Assemblymember Mike Reif co-sponsored the ballot ordinance with Tor Christensen.
And it's really neat to see that this community has embraced this way of keeping our school facilities in very nice condition. I think they're in very nice conditions.
Sitka is carrying a total of about $30 million in debt on school bonds, 70% of which will be reimbursed from the state. These projects, like the Performing Arts Center and other major school improvements, were originally funded through the seasonal sales tax. The bonds in Prop 1 for the remodel of Sitka High School and Baranoff Elementary were passed in 1996 prior to the seasonal sales tax, but Reif says there's room in the seasonal sales tax fund to cover those bonds.
We're actually collecting a little bit more money in seasonal sales tax than we are obligated to pay the state each year for our bonds.
It will mean keeping the seasonal 1% sales tax around a couple of years longer, until 2024 rather than 2022. If tax revenues continue to rise, it would be possible to pay down the bonds sooner. But there are still those who think extending the seasonal sales tax is a breach of faith with the public. Fred Reeder testified on the ballot ordinance before the assembly when it was first introduced in February, and his opinion hasn't changed. I called him about this issue, and he told me, if you go to voters and tell them a tax is going to sunset, you've got to be honest and leave it where it is. Reeder is a former mayor and the port director for Cruise Line Agencies of Alaska. He told me that he went to the assembly just to speak for himself. He is genuinely worried about the public losing faith in government if the tax never sunsets. Not everyone shares that worry. Aaron Swanson is running for assembly in this election, saying he'd like to represent a younger constituency. Extending the sunset is not a problem for him.
My thought is that instead of fluctuating the tax between 5% and 6% in the fall and the spring, is to just leave it at 6% year-round.
As a school board member, Tim Fulton says he is worried about the perception that the goal line is moving. But with this latest remodel of Pacific High, he thinks the district has pretty much completed the work it started when it first started bonding back in the 90s.
I don't see us coming back to the citizens of Sitka for increasing the seasonal sales tax anymore.
But Fulton says he wouldn't mind having a conversation about Sitkin's expectations for their schools and how to fund them. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.